KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have mostly sunny skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with just a slight chance for any isolated showers toward the midday with a high around 75. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Republican Chuck Grassley announced this morning that he's running for re-election to an eighth term in the U.S. Senate. Grassley's campaign account on Twitter features a photo of Grassley in a cornfield with a sentence quoting him as saying that he has a lot more to do for Iowa. During an interview earlier this month, Grassley said he was gauging the opinions of Iowans on the topic.
The latter is very difficult to determine because I don't have just a few people say you ought to retire, and maybe those are people that want me to retire so they can elect a Democrat. I don't know their motives, but I get a lot of people to encourage me to run. Say, we need your common sense there. That's very helpful.
Grassley celebrated his 88th birthday on Friday. He's one of seven senators who are in their 80s. And Grassley says his age is no reason to retire from the Senate.
Don't you think octogenarians ought to have some representation, too? That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek answer, but isn't... don't you need a little bit of institutional knowledge around?
Grassley said he's had his physical, is healthy, and goes for a run before sunrise 6 days a week. He could face a GOP primary challenger next year, as Republican State Senator Jim Carlin of Sioux City announced earlier this year that he's running for the U.S. Senate. Two Democrats have announced that they're seeking a spot on the 2022 ballot to challenge Grassley. Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids is a former member of the U.S. House. Dave Mulbauer of Manila is a former Crawford County supervisor. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds confirmed in June that she plans to seek re-election in 2022, but she does not intend to use her campaign fundraiser tomorrow to formally kick off her bid for a second full term. Two Democrats have been actively campaigning for the chance to challenge Reynolds. State Representative Ross Smith of Waterloo compares his decision to run his grandmother's decision to move to Mississippi and Iowa in 1957 when she couldn't make the rent as a sharecropper.
As I've been on this campaign trail, I've been countered some of our party's most influential folks who are afraid to be named publicly, who are afraid to make their voices heard, see, because they're afraid of a vindictive Governor Reynolds. But like my grandmother, I'm not waiting. You see, like my grandmother, I'm not asking for permission. Because in this moment is our greatest opportunity for change.
Smith made his comments last Saturday at the Polk County Democrats' stake fundraiser. Deirdre Dozier, the Iowa Democratic Party's unsuccessful nominee for Secretary of State in 2018, is the other Democrat currently running for governor. She says Democrats shouldn't lose sight of what's possible.
The things that we need to overcome, the challenges that we see facing us, the requests that we have are not unreasonable requests. In fact, they're not even dreams. We're at a point where they're basic needs. When you're asking for clean water, you're not asking for too much. When you're asking for your governor to believe in science and consider science, you're not asking for too much.
Both Dozier and Smith were active in 2020 presidential campaigns in Iowa. Dozier was the statewide chair for the Kamala Harris campaign. Smith was hired in November of 2019 as an advisor for Joe Biden's campaign. All four members of Iowa's congressional delegation have voted to send Israel $1 billion for its Iron Dome missile defense system. Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks, a Republican from Ottumwa, was among the Republicans who spoke on the House floor during debate.
Israel has been a long, key strategic ally for the United States. Our relationship is mutually beneficial, and it is important that we work to support them whenever we can.
A small group of House Democrats threatened to vote no this past Tuesday on the bill that provides money to keep the government running if this particular spending item was included, so House leadership removed it from that package for a standalone vote on the aid to Israel on Thursday. Miller Meeks said the actions of progressive Democrats when it comes to Israel are disgraceful.
For years, the United States has consistently funded the Iron Dome on a strong bipartisan basis to help Israel defend itself against rocket attacks from terrorist organizations. There has never been a situation where the military aid for Israel was held up because of of objections from members of Congress.
Some Democrats argued the U.S. should impose conditions on aid to Israel to ensure conditions for Palestinians improve. In the end, however, the billion-dollar funding plan for Israel's Iron Dome passed the U.S. House overwhelmingly on a 420-9 vote. Miller Meeks, along with the Republicans Ashley Hinson, a congresswoman from Marion, and Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hull, were among the yes votes, as was Democratic Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines. A Shelton man will spend up to 5 years in prison for the July 2020 death of his infant daughter. 20-year-old Lawrence Rotulo Jr. was sentenced Wednesday in O'Brien County after pleading guilty to child endangerment. The criminal complaint says Rotulo was watching the five-month-old girl when she started screaming and crying. Investigators say he lost his temper and assaulted her. His daughter was unresponsive the next day and died 4 days later at a Sioux Falls hospital. The girl's mother, 12-year-old Brittany Baker, was reportedly sleeping during the assault and is accused of lying to cover for Rotulo. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.